Welcome to the Team Engagement Podcast, where leaders of teams share their insights. Brought to you by Blue Sky Business Consulting, we discuss five questions in about 15 minutes.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to the Team Engagement Podcast. We're always happy to have you joining us every week. And I'm very excited to welcome from the land down under, all the way from Sydney, Australia. This is Katrina Friel, and she is the CEO of The Engagement Switch. And again, all the way from Australia. So at the time we're recording this, it's early in the morning for her and late in the afternoon for me. So this is very kind of you, Katrina, to jump on with me. Thank you so much for taking time. And what would you like the audience to know about the engagement switch?
Well, I just want everyone to flick the switch on engagement. It's kind of like the byline of the whole thing is, I reckon every time people are walking down the hall, interacting with people willy-nilly, we're either turning that switch on or off. With every time we're engaging with people around the office and around our businesses. So, yeah, I just want to get people really conscious of what's going on there, even in the halls.
Well, that's awesome because that is such a big deal. I know that there have been some studies that they just released that say that engagement for employees is at an all-time low. And so yeah, we've got some work to do. So I'm glad you're involved with that. That's obviously a topic near and dear to my heart. And that's why we are having you on the podcast to talk about some of these exact things. So let's jump right to it. Our first question. Now, from a business owner's perspective, how can a business owner know when it's the right time to pivot?
Well, I think we've all got instincts and I think we've all got intuition. And I think that you'll find that while you're laying in bed at night, you know, up thinking about work and thinking about your business, I think your unconscious mind would be talking to you. And I think if we listen to that, listen to our gut more, listen to what our unconscious mind is saying to us, you'll know when to pivot. The thing is, we're not listening. Mm. So I'd really love people just to check in with their guts and their gut will tell them. And I even, you know, I like to use the word intuition because to me, intuitively, you know when it's time to pivot. And if you're wondering if it's time to pivot, then it's probably long overdue to pivot.
Excellent point. Yep. If you're starting to wonder, it's probably better really be listening at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. That's great. All right. Question number two. Share with the audience one of your core values and how that value helps you make decisions.
Well, what drives me is a word, and that is freedom. And what we're building in our businesses is the opposite of freedom. And so what I've done is I've created this model called the flick model, meaning flick the switch on to engagement. The flick model is aimed at looking at all the things that we can do to future-proof our businesses, but most importantly, give us freedom. At the moment, we're locked and loaded in our businesses. We can't get out. We can't even have a holiday without that being guilt-ridden. We're on all the time. We never get away from it. You know, these systems, this technology was meant to free us up.
Right.
In fact, it's done the opposite. It's now made us a 24-hour machine. And we're not machines. We are human. And this is why 75% of people are not happy in their jobs. They're not engaged. This is why people want to get out from what they call the rat race or the mouse's wheel or mouse trap or whatever analogy you want to use and that has been used for the last 20 years. It's just horrendous and something's got to give. And I think CEOs and founders are feeling like, is this it? Is this what running a business is? This is terrible. It's terrible for the staff and our teams. It's terrible for the CEO and the executive team. It's just terrible from every point of view. And so something's got to give. And to me, if we can build a business based on freedom, using technology for us, not against us, then maybe we might have something.
Oh, I really like that because you're so right. Technology is a great slave for us, but it can also have the potential to enslave us and become our master instead of the other way around. And I love that you're doing that and really helping to help businesses and business owners achieve the freedom that they thought they were getting when they started this whole thing. So awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, freedom is my number one driving force. And I'm assuming people find that attractive as well, just as attractive as I find it.
I do. I think we're all seeking for more flexibility and freedom. So I think you're on to something, Katrina. So.
Thanks. I hope so.
All right. Well, question number three, what's one tip that you have for business leaders to find and then hire talent?
To me, it's always comes down to the individual being self-aware. So I'm very much into emotional intelligence, leadership skills, communication skills, all these so-called soft skills. And we're still to this day calling it soft skills. Well, it's the be-all and end-all of skills, really. Technically, you can train anybody to do anything.
True.
And there's a learning curve in taking on any role or any change in an industry or working for any company. There's going to be a learning curve. So you've got to train all that in. But what you want to buy in that they already have is emotional intelligence. You know, that's really what you should be recruiting to. And if you don't know, I know you do, Sean, but if for somebody that's maybe hearing it for the first time or maybe hasn't really read Emotional Intelligence 2.0. It's been around for 35 years now. It's been in my sphere, you know, sphere and in my world, in my career. And the minute I learned it 20, 30 years ago, I've never let it go. It's been by my side always. And I loved it so much that I train it within all my leadership management masterclasses. And I say to people, if you haven't got across it, it is in every leadership program around the world. Every single MBA program has a component called emotional intelligence within it. So this is not going away. And IQ will only get you so far. In fact, IQ has got really nothing to do with your success whatsoever, but EQ has everything to do with everything.
I completely agree. Very well said, because you're right. It's not a new concept. Yeah. And yet for a lot of people, it's new to them. And
to kind of
learn about it. There's some self-awareness as well as how we interact with the people around us, whether it's our family, whether it's friends, whether it's neighbors. But since we're talking about work, leadership and teams and so forth, it's critical in those settings to make sure that you've got the appropriate emotional IQ. So that's really
100%. Yeah. And self-awareness is the first step on that path. And I'm a big one for, we can only control ourselves. So if everyone was working on their own self-awareness, the world would be a beautiful, phenomenal place. And it would not be filled with the horrors that we see.
Right.
So if we could just get everybody to look inwards and start working on their self-awareness, and that grows their emotional intelligence, the world would automatically improve.
We would be in a lot better place. I completely agree.
100%, yeah. Good.
All right. Question number four.
Yes.
How would you help a company to not only identify, but then develop the strengths within the company, whether it be people or something else?
Well, being a trainer and a coach, I think I'll say training and coaching. I'm a little bit biased in that regard. I really feel that when you get somebody external in that's vetted, of course, and aligned to your corporate values, we can do a lot more and we can say a lot more in a quicker amount of time than you can as a leader. And so what I love to do is I like to start at the top and I like to work with the leader, the CEO, the founder, and I always like to say to them, you are the problem.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, straight to their face. I go, you are the problem. It's your leadership skills, your communication skills, your emotional intelligence that's the problem here. Let's break that down into self-awareness. And the minute you have your aha moments and you're now aware, it automatically stops. I mean, it's just a no-brainer. Now, that took an external person to say that, whereas everybody else who is relying on you for a promotion, a pay rise, is on your executive team, are feeding you bullshit. And, you know, they've got a vested interest in keeping you in the dark and not giving you real direct feedback. And an executive coach, somebody like me, or there's thousands of them around the world, we're there to tell you the truth and we're there to help. And we haven't got a vested interest in placating you.
Right.
We have got a vested interest in seeing results in you and your organization. And the more results we can get for you that are on the positive side, the more money we'll make off of you. So we've got a real vested interest in making it very successful. And it won't be feeding you bullshit.
Right. Great comments, because we do run into this a lot. You know, it does start at the top. The CEO, the founder, they're the ones that are going to set the tone. They're the ones that are going to set the example. If they're becoming self-aware and at least working on it, then 100%. That will inspire the rest of the company to make some efforts as well.
Yeah, yeah. And if I can prove myself to the CEO and make that training and coaching amazing, like the best investment they've ever made, automatically they will give me to the executive team and I will work with them. And some of the feedback I've had at the likes of PricewaterhouseCoopers, PwC, I remember a guy being the difficult one of the partners. And after a two-day training with me and a bit of private coaching, he said, I learned more in 20 years. I learned more in the 2 days with you than I have in my entire 20-year, 30-year career. He said, I learned more about my team and my people and my partners, executive team, in these 2 days that I have in my entire relationship with them. So wow. It's amazing what we can do in a very condensed environment. And that's why I think training and coaching is the way to go. We can just do a lot in a short period of time.
I agree. I love that. I think it's such a great.
But I am biased. I do flag that.
Well, then both of us are biased, because I agree. It does take, in my opinion, and we're both saying it, it takes an outside third party that's more objective and can provide really direct feedback to everybody to really have that that sense of impact and that sense of change. And it's just the way it is.
Exactly right. And I think we're coming at it from a psychological point of view. And I think that's what's different.
Yep, I agree. All right, our last question. This is a fun question. Now, normally I ask if you have a baseball memory you'd like to share. Now, in your case, it's going to be about softball. So, yeah, tell us a little bit about a softball memory you have.
Yeah, well, in Australia, I've never really played baseball. But what we have played and what I did play in primary school was softball. And it's, Sean, it's underarm. It's a bit slower. It's not as hardcore. Like, I know in baseball, when those professionals throw the ball at you, I mean, it would break my hand off it could kill me if it hit my head. Whereas in softball, it's a little bit gentler. And I think the grid is a little bit smaller, but it's sort of a similar vibe. It's very fun. And I do remember loving it as a kid back in the day. So thank you for bringing that memory back. I haven't thought about that in 55 years.
Well, I'm glad that there are people all over the world that at least have, you know, in some cases, some knowledge about, not everybody does, of course, it's primarily an American sport, but I love it. That's why I have the picture behind me here. I'd love to talk about it. And it's a fun thing. But I, you know, as I've gotten older, I play softball certainly a lot more than I play baseball, because that's just,
all right.
It is such a fast, as you pointed out, a fast paced game. I mean, and yet some people consider it a slow game, but when you're in the middle of the action, it is very, very fast paced. So.
Oh, 100%. And I must admit, even though in Australia, baseball is not a huge thing, we've all watched the movies. We all know the history and we all know some of, you know, the big highlights. I even follow the antiques kind of collectible. I love all that sort of stuff. And I know baseball's memorabilia is a huge thing. I probably even know prices of things that I really shouldn't.
That could be. I'm going to argue it's good to know about any of that kind of good stuff. So there's nothing wrong with it, in my view. But, well, Katrina, it's been great. Thank you so much for taking time again, far away land here from us. But I appreciate you taking time to come and talk to us and share your insights on leadership and teams. How can people get a hold of you?
So I'll give you my easy email address. It's Katrena, K-A-T-R-E-N-A, at katrena.com.au. And I'd love it if you've sort of responded to this episode with Sean and I. What I'd love to do is give you my, there's a book. It's more of an interactive workbook journal style of book called The Engagement Switch. So if you guys just email me, I will send you a PDF version of it and get you on the journey of thinking about how to flick the switch on engagement using the flick model. So more than happy to send you a copy, absolutely free, as my gift to your listeners.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. That's very generous of you. Really appreciate that. And we appreciate our friends down under. So thanks so much for again joining us. And thanks to everybody, whether you're watching it, whether you're listening to it, either way, we appreciate you jumping in and learning more about leadership and teams. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Have a great day.
This is Sean Richards with the Team Engagement Podcast, where leaders of teams share their insights. For more ideas, go to teamengagementpodcast.com. We also invite you to follow or subscribe to our podcast wherever you may be listening or watching. Is your business thriving? Go to tbs-score.com to find out. Thanks for joining us today. Have a great day.